I got mercy. Hallelujah. Yo, I'm dead getting better at singing.
I like your progress, bro.
You said what?
I like your progress, bro.
Oh, word. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I like your progress also, young man.
Progress what?
Life. Life.
Okay.
And we're back.
Yeah, you're done. You're done.
Family Feud.
You're done. You're done. You're done.
First bots. Hold on, hold on. In the first bots we got.
Yo, Kesh, you want to tell them about your fast, what you been going, what you embarked your journey, spiritual journey with Christ?
I want to talk about my fast. I honestly don't. All jokes aside, I really don't. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm being over religious, but like, is it okay to talk about your fast?
Okay. Don't have to.
I mean, like, how was the journey and stuff like that? I don't know.
Like, what you've experienced, like, I guess, like, you know, with the hunger and the, I don't know, you got any reveries or something like that.
Yeah, I'll say this. I've defeated food, bro.
Like, food has defeated no, food.
I defeated food. Food has no power over me, bro. Like, as you could tell, like, bro, I've been cooking, bro, throughout this whole fast. It's just cooking, bro. Cooking food, making some banger meals, bro, without tasting it, bro. Just going off.
W meals,
bro. Without tasting it, bro. Feel me? No, but definitely feel like it's my mind is just like definitely clear my mind. Refocusing.
That's good.
Anything else? Like,
I mean, that's really good to hear. You know, I feel like I needed to take a fast off of, you know, social media and, of course, food. But I don't know. Going a whole day without food, that's kind of, I mean, it's not hard, but kind of makes me put me in a tough spot because I'm trying to get, like, to a certain, like, you know, place for my body, you know, and if I don't eat food, then it's going to be kind of weird. It's going to push it back, kind of. But as I said, it's not impossible. Definitely not impossible, you know. But definitely I'm going to have to take a week off of social media again. That's definitely about to happen.
I know, Cap, bro. In regards to the body thing, yeah, bro, I was in that same spot. Like, bro, I look mad frail right now. I was like 16 pounds, but it's like, yo, bro, I guess whatever. Like, let's get it back, bro. Just go right back to the gym. Let's get it back.
Yeah. Definitely. I just feel like, some people are just so weird.
Yo, bro. Like,
what was you about to say?
My fault. I want to change this topic.
You want to say what you say?
No, I don't want to change the topic, so just...
Nah, bro. It was just like... It was just... Girl, like, used to text whatever, bro. And like, I haven't texted her in about... It's almost a year. And she gonna, like, call herself FaceTime me. And I asked her, why are you FaceTiming me? She gets upset and say, okay, I just won't call you no more. That was about a few days ago. She called me again today and asked her again, why are you FaceTiming me? She gets angry and she starts saying how, you know, how we haven't talked in a long time. How, mind you, bro, I haven't talked to her in about a year. And she starts, like, you know, going into how, you know, I'm being this, that, and the third. And, you know, it's just like, shout out to her, but, you know, just like, if you don't have a strong why, I don't think that, you know, you should even bother, you know, reaching out. You know, it's not our feelings, but shout out to her.
Did you just say shout out to her, bro?
Yeah, bro. Shout out to her. But, you know, you got to have a stronger why than just getting angry as to, you know, me not texting you or, like, vice versa, you not texting me. Like, it makes no sense. Like, I don't understand why you call me if I haven't talked to you in about a year. That sounds really weird. And, you know, keep the faith.
Everybody knows what's funny about that. I don't know if you, like, paid attention or if you sleep, because you'd be knocking sometimes when we'd be on them calls Thursday.
Yeah, bro, y'all be up mad late. I have 8 a.m. every day. I have to go to sleep, bro. I can't be up at like 12, 1 in the morning.
But bro, Victor dead said that was going to happen, bro.
To who? All of us?
Huh?
He said it was going to happen to me specifically?
No. Like, I don't know if you remember. On Thursday, he was like, he said something like, yo, like, something like, bro, the enemy is going to, like, bring up your past. Like, people going to come back all of a sudden. Feel me? Like, just be aware of that. Like, it's going to happen. Like, I was like, wow, that's crazy. Now look, boom.
You know, sometimes, Oh, go ahead, got my back.
Now I'm just going to say, like, bro, that just proves, like, stuff like that, bro. Like, God is real, bro. Like, sheesh.
Yeah, for real. For real. What I was going to say, I was going to be like, some people may think, you know, how it was at the end of you, she's coming off sweet. You got to understand, bro. The enemy's not going to show himself to you in some horns with a strong body and 7'2". He's not going to show himself like that. He's not going to show himself, whereas you can obviously know it's him. The enemy is cute, bro. The enemy is going to be very, very pretty. And the enemy is going to, like, you know, he's going to be very, very tempting.
Enemy be fired, like, bro.
He's going to be fired. The enemy's going to be fired. You know, and very, very tempting and very, very, you know, sweet and charming and, you know, things of that sort. So, like, honestly, you just got to keep your guard up. You got to close that back door. You know, keep it closed.
Keep it closed.
And just be on your guard, bro. Just be on your guard, you know what I'm saying? Of course, don't, like, just shun them out, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, keep your distance. That's what I ask. Keep your distance. Keep your distance. Keep your distance. Keep your distance.
It's just, it's all about discernment, bro.
Yeah, discernment. Definitely.
Definitely all about discernment, man. Like, be able to people movements.
That's a fact.
Nah, but you strong, bro. Okay, I can't cap.
Bro, you gotta understand, bro, that specific girl, like, she's like, like, you can literally tell, bro, like, she, like, if I really go down that road, bro, it's gonna be everything. It's not gonna bring glory to God, bro. So I just, like, gotta, like, you know, keep on track. It's tempting to you. It's not like as the process was going on, like, me asking her these questions and things like that. So it wasn't easy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, you just gotta use the strength that God gave you.
Yeah.
Shout out to her, though.
Bro, why you keep saying that, bro?
Bro, because I don't want to make it seem like I'm talking bad about her.
Yo. Bro, that sounds mad, like, petty, bro. I said, shout out to her, though.
All right, shout out to her.
Nah, bro, like, definitely, bro. The enemy, like, even the Bible says, like, he disguises himself as an angel, like, so we really got to be aware and just pray that, like, yo, bro. It's kind of off topic, but not. But my somebody told me to start doing this. Start playing. This might sound like very like duh to people out there, but I really never done this because, like, I'm a type of person that's like, like, I kind of like overthink a lot of decisions lately because, especially big ones like college and stuff like that. It's like, yo, bro, I just want to like do whatever God wants. Like, I do not care, bro. Like, I do not care, bro. If it's being janitor, be a janitor. Like, I do not care. So, like, so I'll just have trouble making decisions. And then it's like, somebody has to remind me that, like, yo, like, we have free will. And, like, God's will is going to get done regardless. So you just got to trust, like, basically, like, trust your ability to hear God in a way. And, like, and trust the fact that, like, you've been in him long enough to, like, know what decision is the right decision. Like, feel me? Because, like, it's like we know what's right or wrong now. But the advice that somebody gave me was like, yo, bro, pray for doors to close. And I was like, wow. Like, I never thought about that. Like, think about it. Like, this is the analogy that I was given. Like, if you pray God to close any doors, it's not for you. It's close all the doors. I mean, I do that. I'm walking down the hallway. I see four doors, two's closed, two's open. I know the two's closed means that it's not for me, right? So I could just assume that whatever door I take, like, God is going to be with me in these doors. And his will is going to get done regardless because he closed the other doors that I didn't need to be going there.
That's big, bro. That's big. Honestly, we just got at that stage, you know. Just at that stage where it's like, if it's not giving God glory, then you just can't do it. Not that you can't, you can, but you just don't do it.
I mean, could do it, but that's suicide.
Yeah, like I said, you can do it. You definitely can. Bro.
It's like, yo, bro, like, you can do whatever you want, but everything's not good for you, bro.
Literally, bro.
Yo, bro, another thing I, like, realized is, bro, I don't know if I said this before on here, but, living a lifestyle of sin, bro, like a lifestyle of sin, is mad work, bro.
Why you say that?
What you say?
Why you say that?
Like, come from personal experience. Well, let me just expand. Not just sin, but it is sin too in a way, but sin, like holding grudges, not forgiving people, having animosity towards people. Like, you know how much work that is, bro? It's like, like you're wasting a whole bunch of energy just like having a hold in your heart because you don't want to let something go. And it's like, yo, bro, like your life would be way better, bro, if you just let that thing go. Just let that thing go. And like, sitting, bro, it's like now, when I have those moments where it's like, I don't want to live for God, stuff, da 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 da, and I try to run away, it's like imagine trying to run away from something, like, let's say you're chained to like a very, very hard, like, steel strong pole, right? You just try to run from it, bro. Like, it's going to get pulled back, bro. Like, it's way easier to just sit down, bro. Relax with the creator, bro. And just live. Live for him, bro. It's better, too. Like, it feels so much better. Like, I be chilling, bro. I just be chilling.
Remember my first, like, few months when I gave my life to Christ, you know? Like, it was just times where, like, I was barely able to breathe. Not like I was choking anything because, you know, I have asthma or whatnot, but so, like, I felt like whenever I, like, prayed, especially in, like, certain times where I was just feeling down or whatnot, I would eventually, like, breathe better, you know? You know, like, I just, like, you know, something about my lungs, bro, just, like, something just got freed or something like that. Really hard to explain, but, yeah, that was, like, really the feeling back then. I will never forget. It was a summer night, and, like, I was just going through so much. I will never forget that. And I took a cab home. First of all, the cab took, like, 15 minutes to come. I was, like, already tight. Things were not anxiety and crazy. And I was on the way on my way home. Like, bro, I just put on some worship music, just like my head back in the feet, just started praying, bro. Praying. Like, as I was praying, like, I just felt like, you know, I just felt myself breathing much better than when I first came in our car compared to when I got home. I'll never forget that, you know. It's just like, just that release. Like you said, we're just chilling. Not worried about anything. Just straight. You know, and that's literally a Bible verse. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. You know, and that was my past experience, you know. It's different now, I guess. Much stronger, my faith and whatnot.
So your faith got stronger?
Yeah, you know, my walk. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny, bro? Wait, hold on. I think, yo, bro, it's been a year, gang.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's exactly a year for you today, or it was yesterday. And April 29th was a year for me since we both came back. We joined the group chat and started, like, taking God serious again, bro.
Bro, I don't know why. I'm not really as hype. I don't know why. I feel like it's probably because, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my belief, like, you know what I'm saying? My belief in Jesus was always there.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it wasn't as strong as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, back then, bro, nobody could tell me anything about God, being real.
Facts.
I was like, bro, read your Bible. You know what I'm saying? I had some knowledge in the word or whatnot. And, you know, like, people just started, like, chatting, bro. I'll just be like, yo, bro, you cannot tell me that God's not real, bro. You can't. Like, science literally proves his existence. That's a whole other conversation for another day. And it's energy and vibration and stuff. That's another conversation for a whole other day. But back to what I was saying, like, you know, I wasn't like living for him, you know. I knew like about him. I just was living for him, you know, and ever since I lived for him, you know, he was like, this is what you've been doing all along, you know. But of course, I'm happy about the growth. I'm happy about, you know, the stuff I've been brought from, stuff I'm currently being brought from, man. You know, just really grateful and thankful that I'm able to take this walk while young, finding him while young. Some people didn't have that privilege. Some people didn't have that chance. And it's something that we can't take for granted because we do not know when it's our time. You know, and happy to see y'all grow, you know, you total. Because, like, we was really grown up in that church and we really used to, like, not really, you know, say, we'll be there. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing,
like,
bro.
Yeah, bro, we just, like, you know, same chill. You know, it's not like we all religious now, you know what I'm saying? We're like, we chilling, bro. It's our walk with God, bro. You know what I'm saying? We gonna live in, bro. You know, I'm just really happy with about the growth, like how we've been moving, holding each other accountable. Yeah, man, it's really something to look back on and just smile about.
Okay. Me, bro, when I hit my ear, bro, I was hyped. It's like, one, it's like, bro, time flew OD. Like, time really flew, bro. We really used to be in quarantine, bro, every single night, 11 o'clock at night, bro. Just on Zoom, bro.
Yeah.
I'm praying, talking about life, keeping it real to, like, 3 o'clock.
Facts. It was every day. It was every single day. That's the crazy part. Sheesh.
I remember when Manny had sent out the link on a Saturday, bro. Because when Tolu had said every day, I thought it was like, you know, like a school week for me, like Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the heck? Oh my God, let me join. Then on a Sunday, I'm like, yo, even on a Sunday too, it's like, yo. We was literally on the phone every day.
Every night.
Like 4 months straight, bro. That's crazy. That is really crazy. And now we 3 days a week, bro.
3 days a week.
Yep. But what you gonna call it? I'm gonna say, like, looking back this past year, what's something you learned? Something you learned, or some advice you could give to, like, a new believer?
That's a great question. One thing I did learn is that I want to use the right one because you said a new believer, you know. But I'm gonna talk about prayer. So I remember earlier in the year, like January. We had this fast, you know, 21 day, and it was really a test of my faith. I can't lie, I was praying, but it felt like it wasn't intentional.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was just, you know, doing it because I had to or whatnot. I learned that when you pray, you have to have, like, full faith, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, to the newly, like, I know it's hard praying to something that you can't see, but knows you, you know? But you really have to, like, pray and, like, not worry. Because if you're praying and you're worrying, then, like, you can't expect God to work well because you're still worrying. So that means you're going to most likely, I'm not saying that they're literally going to do it, but, like, that means you're most likely not letting him in. Mm-hmm. Not letting God do his job and not letting him fill that void in your life, you know? So when you pray about everything, anything, I really advise them or he or she to just pray with full expectancy that God is going to fulfill that dream, that part, that whatever you ask of him, whatever you ask of him, you know, pray and, like, pray with full faith, full expectancy that you're going to get it done. No, I'm saying, and don't expect it to be done on your time, bro. Oh my goodness. Don't expect it to be done on your time. You know, I really found that out. And when this one is time, you know, when this one is time, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you're definitely gonna be just as happy. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, God really, he really knows us, bro. So, like, when it's really, when that thing gets done, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have no choice but to like really just thank him, you know what I'm saying? Be happy. Cause you know, you prayed, you did your part, you're doing, you know what I'm saying, you're living for him. But back to what I'm saying. Pray with full expectancy, allow him to take complete control, surrender, you know what I'm saying? That especially that worry that you have that he's not gonna answer your prayer. And have a faith and don't time God. He has his own time. He works on his own time. You know what I'm saying? But just keep praying. Have the faith. That's what I really say.
That's good. That's good. That trusting God's time is a big one.
For real. I'm still low-key learning that.
Yeah, of course.
I'm still learning that.
Something I would say that I learned is, prayer. Let's start with prayer. Be specific with your prayers.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Like, really be specific with your prayers. And have some strategy behind your prayers. Like,
what do you mean?
For example, one advice I got probably like August, was from Victor, right? And he had told me, like, because it was about like spreading the gospel, and like I felt like I wasn't being heard and stuff like that. And basically, this is not what he said, but what he basically told me to do was like, he basically like make like a little strategy, like around like what's going on. So like the prayers he gave me was that pray that God softens the heart of the people that I'm trying to talk to. Feel me? Because it's not really like they most likely have like a hardened heart. Feel me? There's something like stopping them that don't want to like accept the gospel. So you pray for that. And like and Manny has said this too like a couple weeks ago. Pray that they're humbled to the gospel or something like that around those but yeah, those prayers really work. Like, just gotta have discernment, and then and especially when praying for people, like I listen to people's problems and like I kind of try to imagine like this is like in regards to the loss, like people that are close to me. Like I listen to their problems and like the stuff they complain about. And, like I kind of try to imagine that like these problems are like stopping them in a way from pursuing God or seeing God clearly. Like for example, somebody that was close to me shared with me that they felt like they're not being heard. Like nobody wants to understand them at all. So like I wrote that down. And then like I prayed for them to like be understood in a way. Like, and like feel like somebody understand. No, actually, I'm bugging. I basically like pray that God would do that for me in a way, if this makes sense. Like it's like you telling me you don't feel loved at all, right? Mm-hmm. So I pray for God to like show you that he loves you.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, like, so like whatever problem you have, like I pray that like God like reveals to you that like he is the answer to that problem too. Like he can provide that for you also.
That's actually good. You know what I'm saying? Because God has no limits. You know what I'm saying? Any problem that you have, he can definitely solve. Anything that you worried about, he can definitely fix. You know what I'm saying?
we don't have a name for God. He's the I am. Like, jeez. In the moment, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just the I am, bro. So that's just why we pray to him. He's all of those things that you're looking for. He's all of those things that you want. You know what I'm saying? All of those things that you need, but rather, God is love. God is loyal. God is faithful. God is loving. He's kind. Peace. But God does have authority. He gives things and he takes things away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, he's just the I am, bro. You can't just go beyond that, bro. And that's really good, because you really ask that God would help them with that. That's definitely you know, because what more can you really do? Honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course you can tell them about, you know, your experience and how that's definitely something as well. But you know, prayer is key.
Those prayers work. Like, I've watched it, like, my own eyes. Those prayers work, bro. Definitely. And
that's something I'm going to take from you. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, bro, try it. Promise you, you're going to start seeing changes. Like, wow. Like, wow. Like, you pray for somebody. Like, yo, God, like, just, I be praying, like, yo, God, like, the little things, like, basically, like, I like, first of all, it, like, with a prayer, I think Anaya in our group chat has said something like, yo, like, if God, or it was Michael, somebody has said this, like, yo, bro, like, if God, like, there's a prayer, like, God, if you can't use me, or if I'm not doing something that's enough, or if I'm just a person that's hard to reach, that can't reach this person, then bring somebody else in their life that can, and that will bring them to Christ. I feel like it doesn't have to be me at all. I just want them to Christ.
But that specificity, man.
Yeah, but another prayer that I've been trying and it actually works is little thing that, yo, God, like, just make them, like, curious. Feel me? Like, make them ask questions, like, stuff like make them, like, think, like, is this it? Like, there gotta be something more to it. Like, show me, like, nudge them. Like, that's why I be praying, and those work. And you just be surprised who's watching you, bro.
Fact, nah, that's a fact.
Yeah, a lot of people out here is silently begging for God, bro.
Why be peeping, bro? Like, with the post I share on my IG. You know what I'm saying? I'll be peeping, like, I actually go to the actual post to see if any of my viewers are actually, like, you know, intrigued, like actually, like, liking it, you know? I know it's a little light, but, you know, it at least shows it's, like, something, you know what I'm saying? It's something. It's something, bro. It can really start from a little, like, I believe. You know, yep. Just keep pushing, bro. You're going to see people change. You know, that's one thing I look, you got to work on, you know, spreading the gospel.
Yep.
Spreading the gospel. Like, my problem is, like, I feel like if I ever, like, do it, you know what I'm saying? I just be afraid, like, they just don't want to know. You know what I'm saying? This is just not interested, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then low-key, like, me, I don't think it's a pride thing, but I just think, like, yo, I'm low-key, like, I don't want to, like, I'm not going to say, like, waste my time, but basically, I just really want this word to get across. That's what I really want to happen. Mm-hmm. That's my problem with spreading the gospel. And I feel like that's just, I just got to just do it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Jesus Christ died for your sins.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's a fact, bro. Definitely.
No, we can't. Nah, it is a scary thing, though. Like, it really is a scary thing. Like, I was thinking about that. And the thing is, like, you don't know. I know we're going on topic, but this is great. You don't know who will receive it, who won't receive it.
Right.
Have faith in the Holy Spirit that's inside of you. the Holy Spirit will soften the person's heart, and like they will hear you, and then God would just give you the right words to say. Like, because honestly, I was thinking about the same thing you think about too. Like, I've never evangelized like in person. Like, I've told the people about.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, like really, like went out. It's something I want to do one day. Like, went out and like, spread the gospel. Like, do you know Jesus? I'm crying, bro. But you know what I mean, like. But, I was like in the shower, bro. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's up with God in showers, but like, he be speaking while I'm in the shower, bro. Like, just randomly. But basically, I was just thinking about that. Like, yo, I never done that. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, how to do it, stuff like that. And like, what if they don't accept me? What if I look dumb? What if I look crazy? Stuff like that. And then, yo, God reminded me of like something that happened to me. I don't know if it was 10th grade. Probably, yeah, it was 10th grade. Leaving school, bro. Some dude came up to me on a bike. I think, I forgot who I was with. It was me and one more friend. Somebody was next to me. I don't know. Came up to me on a bike. Was like, how you doing? Can I talk to you about God real quick? Basically evangelizing. And then, bro, like how you, like, basically how you said, what you call it, before, like, it's not like you never believed in Jesus. It just wasn't for me, going hard as you are now. And that was the same thing for me. He basically asked, like, if he could talk to me about Jesus. Like, I got hype, bro. Like, back then, even though I wasn't really living for him, like, when people talk about God and stuff, or like, I would get mad hype, like, oh, bro, like, facts, I'm Christian, like, like, oh, Christian, bro. And, like, I want to say, it was, I don't know if it was pride back then, probably was pride, but, no, it wasn't pride. I guess that I didn't really understand what I really believed in at the time, but I was just happy, like, he was talking about God. He asked me, he was like, do you think he's going to heaven? I was like, yeah, of course. And then he was like, oh, why do you think he's going to heaven? And I was like, oh, like, I was like, I was just like hype, like, bro, I'm Christian, like, I go to church, I'm not like a horrible person. And then he was like, how, whatchamacallit? He's like, it's good that you do all those things, but that's not what it takes to get to heaven. Then he put up the verse. I don't know if it was the Romans one or, yeah, I think it was Romans. Like, basically, the verse is basically saying that it just takes you to be saved, bro. That's it. And that was like a big eye opener for me. And then he was like, so do you believe like Jesus Christ? I was like, yeah. And he was like, that's it. That's all it takes to go to heaven. And then like, he prayed for me. And my friend that was with me, I don't know who was there, but I was happy, bro. And then, like, I feel like that was the first time, like, I actually learned something about, like, my, like, what it really was that I believed in. Like, I didn't know it was that easy. Like, I just have to accept Jesus Christ. And that's how I get into heaven. Like, I don't got it. It's not because I'm being a good person or none of that. And that really, like, so, yeah, that really, when God brought back that memory to me, it kind of encouraged me, like, you never know, like, you might find somebody, like, when you're evangelizing, you might find somebody that's, like, how you were. Like, feel me? Like, put yourself in the other guy's shoes that came up to you. Like, you never know. Like, you don't know. It could go good. You could save some souls. You might not save some souls. But you won't know until you do it.
Facts.
But the two other pieces of advice I gave, I'll say that I learned this last year, besides strategy and your person, it's definitely God's will, not yours. That's a big one. That you got to come to the realization, and I feel like the sooner the better, that it's not about you. It's not about anybody else but God and giving God glory. And what he wants to be done, not what you want to be done. And I'm not saying that all the time that your desires is not gonna is not all the time. I'm not saying that all the time. Your desires and God's desire for your life is gonna contrast, but God's desire for your life is what comes first because He knows what's best for you. And one more thing is I gotta say one more thing about prayer, bro. If you ever going through something, check out your prayers, bro. Like, the most times I struggle with my faith and having faith in God is after I pray for more faith. And that's really how it is. Like, not all the time is God just gonna like poof something into your life. Like, you pray for something, like pray for wisdom or to get stronger. Like, you could have the desire to want to go to the gym. You could have the desire to want to gain like muscle and all that, feel me? But you got to go to the gym and work, and God would definitely put you in situations that aligns with your prayers, feel me?
Facts.
So that the prayer that you like want answers, like, it will come to pass. You got to do your part too.
Got to do your part. Definitely. 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 It's like, facts. Gotta work your way in the natural so you can do the supernatural. You can't ask for a new car and you spending every little small change that you have on that Birkin bag or something like that. How was that, yeah. You know?
Bro went in stream all the way up to the Birkin.
My bad. All right, fine.
Dior.
I said Dior.
Dior. Yo. Bro, stop ordering fast food. Yes, you. Stop ordering all that fast food.
Ah, man. Come on, man.
I think he talking to me. Come on. Is he talking to me?
Somebody got COVID.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
We got him, boys.
Oh, I got one. Yo, bro. Get in the gym. What you waiting for, bro? Bro, I'm telling you, bro. It'd be that the moment, you know what I'm saying? The moment you set yourself to go to the gym, bro, it's always something saying, don't do it. It's always something, bro. It's always something. I promise you, bro. Bro, that joint is a cheat code, bro. It is a cheat code, bro. It is a cheat code, bro. Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I give glory to God for the motivation, of course, but like I give thanks to, like, you know what I'm saying, like people like Cash Nasty, The Rock, like, bro, they really influenced me to get into the gym and the weight room, bro, and eat like, you know, a little healthier. You know what I'm saying, bro? It's a cheat code, bro. And to that person that is really listening to this right now, bro, I really influence you to get in that weight, get in that gym, bro. You will not regret it. You will not regret it, bro. Like Cash said, bro, you miss 99% of the shots you don't take. You know what I'm saying? Get the gym, you know what I'm saying? Do a little workout, whatnot. If you don't have money for a gym, for me, just do a little home workouts.
Push-ups, bro.
That was work.
Quarantine, bro. Push-ups.
You know what I'm saying? We can hit up my boy Mike right here. He like King Aki of the Ox.
I am not, bro. What?
Yo.
I was looking real good that day. I was welling. But I don't know. The gym... I don't know, man. I just one day just felt like, plus I have people around me that work out, so I'm like, yo, let me just, and plus my body is a cheat code, low key. It's very efficient. Like, I could lose weight very, very fast, but I could gain muscle very fast. Not like, okay, yeah. a good amount. So I work out for like a month and I would like gain like 5 pounds, 10 pounds of muscle. Like, I'd get big.
Okay, Samson.
Working out is good for your mind too. That's one thing. That's one thing that helped.
Yes, bro.
Helped me to stay on it though. I can't lie. I think Claire, I'm more motivated in other things too because it's a discipline. And if you could discipline yourself to do one thing, you know, you could probably discipline yourself to do other things. So that's what it really was for me. Mm-hmm. Oh no, man.
Yes, bro.
What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Make sure to check us out on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, at Quarantine with Jesus. And make sure to check out our website where you can share your testimony anonymously at quarantinewithjesus.com. And we're going to see y'all next time.